Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure, mate. And look, congratulations on being, I guess, recruited by Norwood, a club that is steeped in tradition. How much do you know about Norwood?
Not a real heap. I probably first heard about him when Jackson Callow went over there. So I followed him a little bit while he had his time there. But apart from that, probably would have only been that Jade Rawlings was the coach. But yeah, apart from that, not too much at all.
How did it all come about, Bainan? Did you seek it out or did you have an approach from the Redlegs?
We were looking around just in case that the draft didn't go my way. And yeah, he contacted Dad just to see if I'd be interested to come over. And once he found out that, I was pretty keen, then I set up a meeting with him and yeah, it went from there.
And it's a brilliant club. I spent about 14 years in Adelaide and called the SANFL as a broadcaster for a long time. What do you know about the competition? Because there's some good hardened bodies there. It's just what you'll need, I reckon.
Yeah, from what I've heard and the feedback I've been given, it's the best comp outside of the AFL. So I'm keen to go over there and be able to play some consistent footy without any interruption. So I think that's probably the main thing I'm looking forward to.
It'll be terrific too because you've got someone who's left Tasmania, left Devonport, gone on his football journey in Jade Rawlings, would know exactly what you're going through and he'd be able to nurture you because he's had so much experience with Richmond and North Melbourne and played with Hawthorn. So it's going to be a real good eye-opener for you to get across there and be under the guidance of Jade.
Yeah, for sure. That's probably one of the main factors of going there. He knows what it's like to leave at a young age, and he'll be able to help me a lot with footy, but also just the move over there as well. So yeah, I can't wait to get started.
How did you rate your 2021, Bainan? You're runner up in the Devonport Footy Club Best and Fairest, and also runner up in the Devils NAB League Boys Best and Fairest. So, and never played all that many games. But how did you rate season 2021 from a personal view?
It was okay. I would have liked to have played a lot better through the Devils and the Devonport, but probably just made it a little bit difficult not really knowing where I was playing each week. A lot of success come with Devonport as well, so I can't really complain with how the year turned out.
And fitness-wise and all that sort of thing, how are you? I know that the grand final celebrations are probably coming to an end now with Devonport, but how's the fitness like at the moment? You been doing much?
Yeah, been doing a little bit over in Queensland at the moment, so been running in the heat up here, but I've been doing a little bit, but just looking forward to getting started once I get over there and training with the rest of the guys.
Where do they think that you'll play, Bainan? Have they given you any indication? Has Jade given you any indication of where you might play, whether you might start in the reserves or whether you just got to get in there, do pre-season training and anything can happen?
Yeah, it would just be pre-season, and if I'm good enough to earn a spot in the senior side, that'll be it. There's no guarantees just because I'm moving over there to be playing senior football, so I'll have to earn it. But they could possibly be in the reserves, but hopefully it will be the senior side.
And just heading back to Devonport, so you're a product of their junior development there, and I know that your dad Mark was an outstanding player for Devonport. I think your grandfather played some pretty good football too, from my memory. But you've come through an exciting, well-run system of juniors at Devonport. That must have helped you in your development as a footballer coming through.
Oh yeah, for sure. A lot of mates that I've been playing football with for quite a while now, so they've been a big help as well, but been a big part of just how well the junior coaches have been to be able to help develop the players there. So, yeah, of course, that's been a big help.
And that premiership last year with Devonport, I mean, you'd been knocking on the door for a couple of years and I guess you just presented yourself again for another grand final. This time it was against Penguin, not Burnie, and a pretty rough old sort of a day at La Trobe. What are your memories of that wonderful grand final win? It was pretty tight and some really heroic stuff done by a couple of your backmen there toward the end, but what are your memories of that final day in September?
It's probably the best day of my life. special day, but yeah, it was a little bit nervous towards the end when Penguins started to get going a bit, but we were lucky enough to hold off and a couple of blokes stood up, but yeah, it was a pretty exciting day for me, family and the rest of the club.
And it's a pretty exciting time for the future for Devonport, Bain. And even though they lose yourself, and I don't know how many other players that will move on from the footy club, but it's a pretty exciting time because you've got those juniors coming through, and you've your reserves almost got there, only a couple of points in that, I think it was, and you're under 18s one. So it's going to be pretty fruitful for Devonport the next few years, hopefully.
Yeah, I can see there being a lot of success for quite a long time. As you said, the reserves only just got beat, and then you've got the 18s and under 16s that both won their grand finals. So as the older guys leave, there'll be younger guys getting opportunities and they can step up. And I can see a lot of success happening over the next 10 years, I guess.
And just a final one before I let you go. Obviously, the ultimate aim is to get on an AFL list. That would be the reason why you're going to Norwood, and you're just going to keep on having a crack at it until you get an opportunity. Is that the way you're going to pursue it?
Yeah, that is the dream, and hopefully that does happen one day. But I'll be getting feedback from a lot of people, and if it does look like it can keep happening and there's a chance of me getting on an AFL list, I'll continue to do that. But yeah, I'll just keep going by each year and hopefully one day I can end up on a list.
Well, I reckon you've gone to the right place. You've gone to the Sandful. I've just full of praise for that competition. You were quite right in saying it's probably the best competition, senior competition outside the AFL. It's a brilliant comp. You'll be coached very competently by Jade and all his team. And I wish you all the very best. It'll be a tough gig, but I think once you get the pace of the game, Bainan, I'm sure that you can thrive at Norwood. Thanks for catching up.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.